quality products from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy untapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply. The Hot FM 9 News.
Good afternoon. The headlines at 12 hours. Two traditional doctors sentenced to 26 months for attempted forgery against President Hichilema. Over 117,000 candidates passed 2025 GC examination. And Qatar hosts Arabic Islamic Emergency Summit over Israeli strikes in Doha. The Lusaka Magistrate Court has sentenced two traditional doctors, a Zambian and a Mozambican, to 26 months imprisonment concurrently for attempting to kill President Hakainde Hichilema through surgery. In the matter of the People versus Leonard Piri, a resident of Sunda District in Eastern Province, and Mabulese Sandunde, a Mozambican national, the court has sentenced the two accused following conviction on 12 September 2025 on two counts of professing knowledge of witchcraft contrary to the Witchcraft Act of the Laws of Zambia. In the second count, the duo was convicted of possessing funds contrary to Section 11(2) of the same Act. Lusaka Magistrate Fine Mayamba says, looking at the gravity of the matter, the two, despite being first offenders, had intense skill as shown by the evidence, traveling from Mozambique and Eastern Province, Lusaka to strategize on how to harm President Hichilema. He says, as a result, despite having an option on a fine of up to 2,500 penalty units, a sentence to imprisonment is ideal to deter possible future offenders. Details of the matter are that between November 22nd and 24th, 2024, the duo jointly and whilst acting together pretended to exercise supernatural powers intended to harm the head of state. The duo confirmed after they confessed of being hired by the former PKOK Central Member of Parliament, Manuel Banda, at a fee of over 13 million kwacha. A total of 117,301 candidates out of 186,455 who sat for the 2025 General Certificate of Education, GCE, examination passed in at least one subject, while 19,164 failed to pass any subject, representing an overall pass rate of 85.96%. Announcing the results this morning, Minister of Education Douglas Sekulima has noted that the pass rate represents a decrease of 1.42% percentage points compared to 2024 results. Mr. Sekulima has disclosed that out of 15,331 candidates who sat for five or more subjects, 3,990 candidates representing 26.03% obtained the General Certificate of Education, which is equivalent to a school certificate. He said a total of 10,431, representing 68.04%, obtained statements, while 910, representing 5.94%, failed the examination. And Mr. Sekulima has further disclosed that out of the 130,615 candidates that sat for the 2025 Junior Secondary External Examination, 102,271, representing 78.29%, passed in at least one subject, while 28,344, representing 21.70%, did not pass any subject they had entered for and therefore failed the examination. He said out of the 36,049 candidates that sat for six or more subjects, 8,552, representing 23.72%, obtained certificates, 19,718, representing 54.70% of same statements after passing at least one, but fewer than six subjects required to make a certificate, or 7,379 failed the examination.
Of the 106,455 candidates that start the 2025 ECE examination, 15,331 start for 5 or more starts. Meanwhile, a total of 12,785 candidates, representing 7.89%, were absent from the 2025 ECE examination, comprising 5,474 male and 7,311 female candidates. The 2025 GCE application rate showed an increase of 0.68 percentage points from 7.89% recorded in 2024.
Meanwhile, Ms. Francia Kalima said a total of 17 cases of suspected examination malpractices were reported during the 2025 Junior Secondary External Examination, while a total of 479 cases were reported during the 2025 GCE examination.
Other forms of examination malpractice involving collusion, distance, and smuggling of unauthorized materials into the examination room were reported. Specifically, a total of 17 cases of suspected examination malpractice were reported during the 2025 Junior Secondary STEM examination, where a total of 429 cases were reported during the 2025 General Certificate of Education examination. The results of all the affected candidates have been withheld pending determination by appropriate committee of the Examination Council of Zambia Board.
Former Attorney General Musa Mwenye has called on Zambians to remain vigilant in safeguarding the country's democracy, warning of the risks posed by electing autocratic leaders through democratic means. Speaking at the International Day of Democracy commemoration hosted by Capital One Foundation in Lusaka today, Musa Mwenye has stressed the importance of continuously assessing the state of Zambia's democracy to prevent any drift towards authoritarianism. He has cautioned that democracy is not immune to producing autocratic leaders who come to power through free and fair elections, but later work to dismantle democratic institutions and entrench their authority.
Constantly evaluate whether we are backsliding. This is especially so because democracy can and sometimes do produce autocrats or dictators who are elected in free and fair elections, but who create systems that become autocrats. It is possible for a democratic elected president or leader to become a dictator. That is why we must speak out against any moves or measures that seek to entrench power in one person or a group of persons.
Government. Czech Republic Ambassador Zambia Jiri Kieran has emphasized the need to foster an environment where all stakeholders can participate freely and without fear.
When journalists can report without fear, and when young people see politics not as a distant game, but as a field in which they can and want to engage. Your work, whether activists, academics, officials or students, is essential to keep the promise alive. I would like to reiterate that defending democracy is a shared endeavor, transcending borders and cultures. As we move toward the 2026 elections in Zambia, we may draw strength from our common commitment to democratic values.
Government has officially launched the operationalization of the SADC Regional Council Policy Project, SOSA 2, alongside a stakeholder workshop aimed at supporting its rollout. The $10.8 million regional initiative funded by the European Union will be implemented over a four-year period across all 15 SADC member states with the goal of transforming agriculture in the region. Speaking at the launch, Minister of Agriculture, Director of Plant Quarantine and Phytosanitary Services, Dr. Kenneth Sisca, say the project is aligned with government priorities, particularly in increasing agricultural exports and promoting food diversification. Dr. Sisca has emphasized that SOSA 2 will support regional economic growth by enhancing agricultural trade promoting sustainable farming.